harmonica player, singer, songwriter, and play that old didgeridoo. That's right. Come out and check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. Just see what's going on. Get down here soon and come hungry.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio?
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. An Islamic Jihad commander killed in Gaza overnight.
Baha Abu al-Atta. This militant was accused by the Israeli intelligence services of firing and ordering the firing of a number of rockets into southern Israel. According to the prime minister, he had a number of other attacks planned.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Gaza City.
I did receive a text from a senior Hamas official, that is the group in control of the Gaza Strip, this morning. He said, quote, major escalation expected. The factions here vowing to respond to what they call Israeli aggression.
Dozens of rockets have been fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And former President Jimmy Carter scheduled for surgery this morning to relieve pressure on his brain caused by bleeding from recent falls. The 95-year-old admitted to Atlanta's Emory University Hospital last night. Carter is the nation's oldest ever ex-president. America is listening to Fox News.
Forecasters expect this week's Arctic blast to be so cold they think it could break 148 records across the U.S.
It's so cold!
Temperatures plunging across much of the U.S.
Looks like it's a little cold out there, huh?
Has now spread to my special place.
The women know about shrinkage.
It shrinks?
Like a frightened turtle.
When I die, I want to be frozen.
It's the first snowfall.
Why don't you go on outside and make snow angels?
Hey, good morning, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. So how cold is it going to be?
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We told you about 2 weeks ago today that today would be a dramatic morning with the weather, and it certainly was, and it was right on schedule. My temperature at 3 o'clock in this morning, I was 65, and at 4:15, it was 45. Wow.
Yeah, winds quite a change.
Up, yeah, and the heavy rain out ahead of it. So, yeah, pretty dramatic. So here's the deal. We've got falling temperatures today, of course. Temperatures in the 40s now, falling to the 30s by this afternoon. Some leftover rain, mainly this morning. Wind advisory in effect. North winds 15 to 25, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, freeze warning, mid-20s by dawn. The record is 24 in 1968, and we'll be in the neighborhood. And it's a rundown, terrible neighborhood. Wind chill factor will be in the teens. Tomorrow, sunshine. We may recover to the low 50s for a high. Another freeze tomorrow night, low 31. And maybe a little disturbance brushes by the area by Thursday evening with a chance of showers. Right now this morning, 43 out at the airport. Northwest winds at 15, gusting to 25. The airport's at 0.76. Greg in the northeast part of town, 0.93. And the winner of this derby is Jay. With 1.33 in Prattville. Wow, that's a lot of rain. Right now, 43 degrees, 6:05.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Take it easy on the roads this morning. Our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, though, are ready to take care of you if there is some sort of mishap. Maybe even just a minor mishap where you brush up against something you shouldn't brush up against and cause a little dent or a little scrape here and there. Montgomery Paint and Body has been in business for over 35 years. Brandon Turner and Donnie Turner and the whole crew over there are meticulous about taking care of little details. In fact, details that you don't even see. You can't even notice. Behind that panel, under that chassis, behind that bumper. They're going to take care of it all, and they work well with the insurance company. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, it's going to be detailed as well. Their phone number is easy, 27REC. I know, 27REC with a W, and they're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body, you've heard about them. They're the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
6 minutes after six.
It's as cold as can't even start my truck. Oh no, it's really cold as and I just can't take it anymore. Temps are so low, I'm freezing off my. Stay warm, but I'm out of luck. As I freeze, I scream, oh, what the...
Gee, what rhymes with luck, can you imagine? We have a special guest in the studio with us today. Let's give her the big welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you heard her for the first time on Happy Hour. It's our privilege, it's our pleasure to welcome the one and only country goddess, Jesse Lynn.
Please clap.
Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yes, that's the best welcome I think I've ever had on a radio show.
Glad to give it to you. This is one of those days, though.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
For, you know, to come in and join us on the morning show with this welcoming weather that Rich...
I'm arranged. Telling you, we're rolling in, though, just like the weather front is, so...
Cold.
But I'm not that way.
That's good.
But I'm not that
way. I'm sweet, nice and warm.
Yes.
Where did you come in from?
Actually, I'm house sitting for a friend in Montgomery, so I wasn't but 10 minutes away from here. So.
Well, that's convenient.
I didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. to drive here.
That's good. I tried to get in touch with my old school gentlemanliness by texting her.
Didn't work.
No, well,
I don't know. I just didn't know where you were going with that.
I don't know that I'm going to
we went there.
I don't know that I'm going to get the Sir Walter Raleigh Award, but I did say pull up to the side of the building so we can whisk you in quickly, and you won't have to go splashing through puddles.
Yeah, it wasn't, was it raining when you guys got here this morning?
Yes.
No. Okay, because it was not when I got here.
After 14 years, I'm very familiar with local drainage.
Yeah, so. Wind was pushing, but there was no rain when I came in.
We'll have to figure out getting Bailey outside here pretty soon. She hasn't taken care of morning functions yet.
Yeah.
kind of put that off. But I was ready to throw my hoodie on the ground so she wouldn't have to get her feet wet.
B.S. B.S.
But he did tell me that for sure. Yeah. So even though he's calling, you know, BS on it, he actually did offer that. So
I have the Williams Hall Wake Up coming up. Menthol Meredith salutes the Marlboro Man this morning. I had tears when I listened to this.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
And the most electrifying story, and I'll bet Jay already knows what that is. It is 6:10. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is Inauguration Day in the capital city. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the Montgomery City Council will be sworn into office today. Alabama News Network will have live coverage throughout the day. Also happening today, voters will head to the polls for the House District 74 special election. Republican Charlotte Meadows is taking on Democrat Rayford Mack. The seat was left vacant with the death of State Representative Dimitri Palizos earlier this year. And a missing person search from Jacksonville, Florida has now expanded into Alabama. Authorities are searching in Demopolis for missing 5-year-old Taylor Rose Williams. Her mom is a person of interest in the case and is originally from Alabama. Police say she still has family in the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The temperature is plummeting.
And Leon's getting larger.
At 6:13, the Williams Hall Wake Up.
Was a meth head with an unhealthy attraction to farm animals.
Sir, step away from the cow.
She was the county sheriff with a heart of gold. Tonight on Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas, the Hallmark Channel original, A County Jail Christmas.
Pookie,
I got you something for Christmas.
Lime chili shrimp ramen. I love you, Sheriff.
Regardless of how you smuggle it in, love is never contraband.
Sheriff, can you make a sound like a goat?
A county jail Christmas.
Oh, Sheriff.
Only on the Hallmark Channel.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, for more information on our most electrifying story, let's go to Jay Scott. What do you think the story is today?
Disney Plus?
That's the big story today. Yes, Disney Plus is launching.
Yeah, I downloaded the app this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, on my Apple TV, and then it got tossed on my phone,
too. Oh, I got to do it for...
you can download things on your TV?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I turned on my TV, and my TV gives me a notification that Disney Plus is available for the TV. I wanted it on my Apple box, you know what I'm saying? My Apple TV box, which is like a Roku or anything else.
I want to put it on my Roku.
I have an Apple TV box.
You have a Roku,
I think.
Do you have a Roku?
He doesn't even have a Roku box.
So how do you access your...
Goose has one of those.
Yeah.
How do you access like Amazon and Hulu and things like that?
I call them at their toll-free numbers.
Do you get them through your TV?
No.
He has cable.
One of my TVs may be... Internet. I don't know how you hooked that up.
Smart TV.
Yeah, so we got to get him a Roku. And then next, running water.
Well.
How funny he is? I told you.
That's
the funniest guy.
My thing was, for when my birthday rolled around, I was seriously considering telling you guys not to get me anything at all, even though you were going to do it anyway, but not to get me anything at all because I had not done anything with the first present that you got me last year.
Right.
But I finally got that present up. He has still not watched Spinal Tap.
I know.
So, and that's been given as a gift for a while.
We've never mentioned that to him.
Now that you got your present up, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
You can go online and get your weather info. He's got his own.
Mm-hmm. His own rain app.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 1.30 inches of rain. 1.3 inches of rain.
All right.
Mine was about an inch.
0.93.
Close enough. Let's just round it off here.
Yeah.
Mine was only 0.62. I don't know what's going on.
There are still things, Disney movies, that you can't get on Disney Plus.
Well, yeah.
For your $6.99, which you know is going to be double that in a year.
Maybe 6 months.
Could be. I mean, come on. We
suck you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we watched what happened with Netflix and... all the rest, Deadpool, those kinds of things. The new shows include Mandalorian.
Star Wars.
Is that what it is?
That's a Star Wars thing. That is a Star Wars thing.
I learned so much.
Give him some more coffee.
I learned. I am a little.
That's not going to help his. That's not going to help his.
It's not going to make me hip.
No.
No.
I got
it's not going to make.
Not going to let him know that. Oh, that's Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
The live action remake of Lady and the Tramp premieres on Disney Plus.
Well, the trailer for that wasn't too bad.
I still think one of the most romantic things that ever happened in a movie was Tramp and the little gray girl dog sharing a piece
with
of spaghetti.
With the spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one of the most melting moments in a Disney movie.
I tried that in real life.
How'd that work out?
I got Alfredo all over the place.
That's why you did it with the wrong type of spaghetti.
You shouldn't do it in a restaurant, basically. We are at 6:18. We'll have more on Disney Plus coming up. Before we take our next break, I think you want Menthol Meredith now or do you want to wait? She does a tribute to the Marlboro Man, and it's very touching.
I think we need to wake up. Let's do Menthol Meredith. I think it'd be good.
Okay. She is feeling a loss.
Well, the Marlboro Man died died, and I feel like a piece of my lung died with him. Now, y'all know I'm a menthol gal now, but Marlboro Reds will forever be the cigarettes that remind me of my childhood. When I was a little girl, I had big dreams of growing up and being the first ever Marlboro woman. I figured I'd just ride around on a horse and get paid in smokes to shack up with the Marlboro man and maybe even birth a little Marlboro baby girl. I was gonna name her Asher. Get it? Of course, that dream went up in smoke when I met Buck at that monster truck rally and got pregnant with my firstborn Gunner that very night.
Gunner.
There's just something about watching 66-inch off-road tires crush junkyard Corollas that really gets me ovulating. Anyway, I'd like to take a moment of silence to honor the baby daddy I never got to have, the Marlboro Man. I just know he's somewhere in heaven, ashing down on me.
Remember that music?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I can't believe, though, that it's ironic that this guy, the symbol of Marlboro, never smoked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I feel like I was misled for many years. 6:20 is the time. Jones Brothers Roofing, weather like this. Speaking of shrinkage, things contract. You know what happens? That can open up a hole. This is getting worse by the every time.
I know.
With every word.
Stop it.
We gotta get you coffee.
By that I mean in your roof, shingles can separate, just like your tires. You know, a lot of people by the end of today will be getting readings on the air in their tires because it's going to be so cold.
Yeah.
Air contracts. Well, almost everything does when it's exposed to chill. So you could end up with a situation involving your roof. Swami had one, and it took 10 minutes to fix. It's not a big deal, and it doesn't mean you need a new roof, but you want that diagnosis done by people that have played it straight for almost 80 years. I mean, that's a heck of a track record. That's Jones Brothers. They can not only repair roof and touch up paint, any stain that might be created from a leak, but they can also do replacement windows and doors, and they do phenomenal work. We have used them multiple times, and they're matching is seamless. They also can add additional recreational space to your home with a roof that reflects the heat back into the sky so you can use it year-round. My recommendation, visit them at jbroof.com. Their rock-solid guarantee is fully on display there. And you can also call them later at 800-264-8009 for Jones Brothers Roofing. It's 6:22. It's our first look at the roads. We'll see if the conditions have caused any wrecks so far.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it has been raining overnight. The roads are wet. It is a little slick out there, so use caution on your ride into work this morning. Leave a few car lengths between you and the person in front of you. You don't want to get caught in a slide and wind up on their bumper. That would not be a smart thing this morning. Traffic, well, we are moderately busy on the boulevard. Traffic's moving smooth through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. We're still a little light traffic-wise this morning, but we do have the state and federal workers back with us. It is going to get busy. School zones as well coming up in just a bit. Drive carefully this morning. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. Shop GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and so much more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
625, the Rich Thomas Weather App says it's 41 degrees outside, with the timeline for November 12th. Here is Rich Thomas.
Right you are, announcer. It's the 316th day of the year. There are 49 days now remaining on National Happy Hour Day.
Yeah.
I think they mean the liquid kind, but you have a radio program called Happy Hour. It's yes. National Happy Hour Day.
And I got it. I've got a special musical tribute to it coming up.
All right. Well, some people will subscribe to the liquid National Happy Hour Day. It's National Pizza with Everything Day except anchovies.
Well, that's good. Ugh. Somebody was smart who made up that day.
And on a cold day, it's chicken soup for your soul day. And may I thank you for your choice of chili on a cold morning like this. It's it was really, really good.
Jesse, did you try it?
I'm about to go get some, believe me. Oh. I had to get my sweet tooth out, you know.
I understand. You got your Starbucks thing going there.
Yes.
I put on a pot of a crock pot full of vegetable beef soup slash stew at 1:15 this morning. It's going to cook for over 12 hours.
That looks awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. 160 years ago today, 1859, 21-year-old Jules Leotard made his flying trapeze debut in Paris. And they designed and named the apparel for him, Leotard. How about that?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Jules Leotard. 1864, General William T. Sherman orders the business district of Atlanta destroyed before he embarks on his famous March to the Sea. I'm going to make Georgia and South Carolina howl, he said. 86 years ago, 1933, a guy named Hugh Gray was walking along the shores of Loch Ness when the waters erupted and a large creature appeared in the mist. He captured his first photo of the Loch Ness monster. Now named Leotard. I mean, Nessie. On this date in 1954, Ellis Island closed after processing more than 20 million immigrants since opening in New York Harbor in 1892. On this date in 66, Donovan releases Mellow Yellow, allegedly about smoking banana peels. That's what some
I've
people say.
I've never gotten a straight story on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
They made it into a soft drink that looks like urine in a glass.
Jeez. But tastes a whole lot better.
Oh, it's definitely.
Much cooler,
compare
too.
Compare it.
Yeah.
The soft drink is much better.
On this date, also on that date in 66, the Monkees' debut album started a 13th week run at number one, selling over 3 million copies in 3 months. And that takes us to our song of the day. Here's one from that album, a great Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart song, Fall 1966. Monkees, tickets, please. All aboard. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
Also in 66, Poor Side of Town by Johnny Rivers peaks at number one.
Bailey, we live in the poor side of town, don't we?
1983, Cabbage Patch Dolls are created. You remember that Christmas that parents had to go looking at every single store for a stupid Cabbage Patch doll for their kid?
Do you know how I got myself on the front page of the Miami papers?
How did you do?
Right. Just to see, just to test if people paid attention, mm-hmm. we announced that at 6 o'clock the next morning we would be giving away Cabbage Head dolls at the Aventura Mall. When I showed up, there were about 100 cars lined up. They did not listen. Cabbage
head
dolls. So we had 100 heads of cabbage with our pictures, toothpick to the front.
Oh, man. Now, that's not a way to be popular.
Oh, man.
But, man, the publicity we got was unbelievable.
Those are them with ratings booked, though.
Didn't hurt me there.
You're brilliant.
At least one person.
1988, U2 started a six-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Rattle and Hum. You heard that album?
I have heard that album. Okay. I've seen that movie.
Sell over 14 million copies. 26 years ago in 93, Michael Jackson cancels a world tour saying that he was addicted to painkillers. Now we got some birthdays. Anne Hathaway is 37 today. Ryan Gosling is 39. Are you a Ryan Gosling fan?
No. To some extent, yes, yeah. I am. Okay.
He is our Star is Born feature today.
Yes.
Tanya Harding is 49, and we don't know why. Sammy Sosa is 51. Baseball been very, very good to him. Nadia Comaneci is 58. Megan Mullally is 61. She's Karen on Will and Grace. Mm-hmm. Neil Young is how old today from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? You think he's 80?
I'm guessing.
I know what year he was born in because I did this on Vault this morning. But I can't do the math in my head enough to say that he's...
What year was he born?
Was 45, wasn't it?
All right, so was it not 45? 19, he's 74.
He's 74.
Yeah.
He's 74 today.
Just ask.
Al Michaels is 75. Most famous classic line, the 1980 Olympics, it was a Sunday in which he said, as the U.S. beat the Soviets, "Do you believe in miracles?"
"Oh, you believe in miracles?"
"Yes," he said. So we are 16 days till Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
18 days till the Iron Bowl. 43 days till Christmas.
Oh, dear.
And now you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Before we head back to the traffic dungeon, our TV topic today, the most important websites of all time.
Did you see what they listed for the 90s there? The first one there?
AOL.
Yeah.
I'm still... I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm lazy. I don't trust.
I have to apologize whenever I give my email address to somebody.
from that era.
Well, yeah.
That still exists.
It was a few years ago that all of a sudden AOL, which was the thing, well, that's, you know, that's for old people or whatever they say. But I feel like I would be disconnected from the universe if I switched email addresses.
That's the thing, notifying everybody.
It's easy to remember.
You don't have to, though.
But
you can set that to forward to a new email address. You know, you can set that to forward to something else.
Sorry, my headphone's not working here.
I got to create something from GregBedell@AOL.com, I guess.
And when you're on the phone talking to a techie, and you tell him your AOL address, oh my God.
Prepare to be shamed.
It's awful.
And overcharged too, probably.
That's when they say, "I'm sorry, sir, we can't help you."
Yeah. Man.
You're too far gone.
Do you have the on switch on your computer on?
Is the mouse connected?
Is it plugged in?
There's a character that looks like a paperclip with eyeballs. Look for him and follow
Clippy!
Him. Is that the name of that
thing? That's Clippy, yeah.
Clippy, yes.
I never see him.
He helps you with your documents whenever you open up a Word documents.
You know what's sad? The last time I saw Clippy, I was 7.
It's been a while. I don't think they use Clippy anymore.
You're making me want to cry.
I'm sorry.
Traffic in a moment. The people can help you with anything relative to your automobile is Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. I imagine they're going to be busy.
Oh, yes.
But yesterday, Don called us in the afternoon to, again, thank the veterans. Yesterday, they did the works for anybody who was active military or retired all day long at all three locations. Today, you need a tune-up, an oil change, or your car doesn't seem to be running right, or you got warning lights coming on, take it straight to one of the three locations and get the straight scoop. They've got a shop on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. If you need a ride back to your house, whatever it is, whatever kind of accommodation will make you a customer, just ask and they'll do it. Plus, real wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. 635.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
It's what we call a big ticket morning. There's much to talk about. I'll try to condense. Middle of the night, we were at 66 degrees at the Montgomery Airport. We're now at 43 degrees, all right? When the cold front passes any one location, the temperature drops 20 degrees in 1 hour. So plunging temperatures today from the 40s now to the 30s to an overnight low temperature tonight in the mid-20s. The leftover rain we have in the area this morning will quickly exit. Wind advisory is in effect for north winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 30 to add insult to injury and add a bite to the chill. Tonight, with a freeze warning in effect, again, our record low for the morning tomorrow morning is 24 from 68. We'll be in that neighborhood. Wind chill factor in the teens. Tomorrow, sunshine. We may recover to the low 50s for a high, but there's another freeze tomorrow night. Right now, this morning, with some rain in the area, a little bit of sprinkles, 43 degrees now, northwest winds at 15, gusting to 25. It gives us a wind chill factor of 36 now at 635.
All right, catch us on TV, CBS 8, ABC 32, and see Jesse Lynn. Our group looks a whole lot better today.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic well on this Tuesday morning. We had a little rain overnight. We want you to be careful driving in this morning. Buckle up. Leave a little distance between you and the person in front of you and drive carefully. We have no accidents to report this morning. We are getting a lot more cars on the boulevard, a lot more cars on I-65 and 85 as the morning rolls on. And we're seeing a few people leaving out of Wetumpka and Prattville on the 31s headed into Montgomery. Drive carefully. Keep it here for more traffic updates during the month of November. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. That's Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu, an Islamic Jihad commander killed in Gaza overnight.
Baha Abu al-Atta. This militant was accused by the Israeli intelligence services of firing and ordering the firing of a number of rockets into southern Israel. According to the prime minister, he had a number of other attacks planned.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Gaza City.
I did receive a text from a senior Hamas official, that is the group in control of the Gaza Strip, this morning. He said, quote, major escalation expected. The factions here vowing to respond to what they call Israeli aggression.
Dozens of rockets have been fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And former President Jimmy Carter scheduled for surgery this morning to relieve pressure on his brain caused by bleeding from recent falls. The 95-year-old admitted to Atlanta's Emory University Hospital last night. Carter is the nation's oldest ever ex-president. America is listening to Fox News.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Seaton Place for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
It's showtime!
Yeah, we got that all in without having to call in the Wedgement to wedge it in. We're waiting to join our
Wedgement.
Vita Vita Benjamin, Regiment.
Which should be any second now.
So there's a slight delay. They hear us in real time, but we hear them back over the internet about a second and a half
later. Wow.
I'll let you know.
Sounds like an echo as a singer. That's when you have reverb.
Yeah.
We have to travel 44,000 miles up and then down.
Wow.
And
we're time travelers real quick.
But it's fun, and we rarely stay on the subject.
Yeah.
You can hear them in our.
Yeah.
That's not going over the air what you're hearing when they're talking.
It's always so good.
But sometimes they're saying some interesting
stuff. Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Popular Mechanics just released a list of the 50 most important websites of all time.
Of all time. They say that there are sites that have made the internet a, quote, wonderful, weird, occasionally terrible, but always transformative place to be. This includes places like Amazon, Yahoo, and Google from the 90s, and Wikipedia, Facebook, and YouTube from the 2000s. There's a lot to talk about this. We want to hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Morning.
Yeah.
We would like to introduce our special guest star sidekick. This is Jesse Lynn.
Good morning.
Hey.
Local country singer extraordinaire and a lot of fun on the radio, too.
And we know her. She's been on the show once or twice before. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be a new experience for you. How silly of me to be so enthusiastic.
I've been to all of these websites except one.
It's AOL, right?
But no. Oh. No. It's one of the other ones they listed.
Oh, yeah. That's the one we're probably not going to discuss here, I would think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about those anyway.
Two people in this room have an AOL website. Jay, you should change that. You should change your email address from out of AOL.
Yeah, let's all be on AOL.
All right. I'm thinking CompuServe will work, maybe?
Yeah. Prodigy.
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 Yeah.
Prodigy. What did those become?
Prodigy is
closed.
Yeah, closed. Hotmail. Exactly.
Hotmail closed.
Someone bought them all, basically. Shut them down.
Prodigy was owned by Sears. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, owned by Sears. Huh. But, yeah, so
Sears is a department store.
I'm aware.
That's great, Ryan. That's great.
Respond with what's a department store?
Sears Roebuck used to be the largest company in the world.
Yes, it was.
You know, man, when you got their Christmas book at the near the end of the year, the little wish book.
Oh, yes. WLS, world's largest store. That's what that was.
One of the clues that things weren't going well at Sears, I went over to the one at the mall, and there was nobody there, and I was wanted to buy a pair of jeans, and I'm standing there at the counter next to the register. I could have emptied the register. Nobody was around. So I saw a phone on the side of the wall, and it said intercom. So what the heck? Please, customer service and menswear. And it worked. I got somebody right away. I shamed him.
Then he was arrested.
Took us a while to get him back.
I was just trying to get a head start on my Christmas shoplifting.
He was hit by a bus.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Thank you for remembering that.
At one point, everything in our house was Sears, including the TV and the washer and the dryer. Mm-hmm. And
their appliances
the
are the best.
And everything now.
And they still
and
exist.
Clothes and all of all that.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mom would buy. But back to websites. Today, this is not a website, but Disney Plus starts today.
Yeah.
Streaming
service.
Streaming services. Mm-hmm.
Are we all excited about that?
Huh?
I am.
Are we?
Musketeers?
I am.
No, Ryan, do you have are you getting Disney Plus?
No. I have enough stuff already. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm not getting it either.
Rich said that he was giving us his password. That's what it was.
Yeah, sure he did. Exactly password. Right.
Get the Chiron operator to put it on the screen so people can write it down.
Exactly.
Jot it down. The thing with AOL is I started with that, and at the time it wasn't unhip to be AOL. In fact, that was the hip thing to do.
You just didn't want to change your email address.
No, it's gregbedell@AOL.com. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to get that on Gmail or any other email website, so I'm still old-fashioned. I'm still an AOL guy. Yeah. Hate their news.
You get a lot of emails now, though, Greg, just putting your email address out there like
that. Oh, fine.
Yeah.
It's a great way to make new friends.
Do you still have a landline? I'm actually
You know, we're all playing on the same team.
I'm actually just curious. Do you still have a landline?
Yes, I do.
I have a landline, but only for...
My parents still have a landline.
Mine
so.
Do as well.
Only for, like if I have to fax something, which you hardly ever do anymore.
What if something bad happens, like there's a meteor, and the only thing that works is a landline? I can phone in the show.
Exactly. That's true.
So I'm prepared.
If the
meteor, I cell think we're going to have more problems than who we're going to call to let them know about it.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, I love that,
all
Andrew.
We got this morning. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great one, everyone.
See
you.
Bye.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Yeah, that ought to be a stampede. I will not get one email from that.
I love when Ryan says, that was a department store, Andrew.
That was hilarious.
It's a Sears.
I know. I know that. Oh, my.
He just had to remind you.
Let's delve into the world of the cheap and trashy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the big news of the day from Hollywood is the launch of Disney Plus and their goal to hurt everybody.
Now, Disney Plus is hurting every other streaming service. Amazon and Netflix are both getting kind of nervous. Since Game of Thrones ended, my HBO has no purpose. Disney Plus is hurting every other streaming service.
Because I was afraid to add another monthly bill. Bob Iger saw the Netflix price and went in for the kill. He offered me that Disney Plus for only $7. Who cares if I lose Stranger Things? That show started to suck.
Oh,
Disney Plus is hurting every other streaming service. Apple TV barely gets a single monthly purchase. Disney is an empire that brainwashes your children. Disney Plus is hurting every other streaming service.
And we'll probably have numbers soon on how successful that launch goes. And there's some more information we'll get to later. Because you want to know what the 25 best shows of the 2010s were.
The 2010s?
2010s. Yeah, it's really weird.
It's the end of a decade here.
The end of a decade. We're going to be getting a lot of these kind of lists.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think? What's one of the best shows of the 2010s? At least where the predominant... years it ran were between 2010 and now.
I'd have to go back.
Game of Thrones?
Breaking Bad? No, Game of Thrones? I don't know. When was Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad, it's in my list.
Yeah. Walking Dead will be in there.
I applaud you because Breaking Bad...
Number one.
That was number one? Okay. Yeah.
Mad Men was number two.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
I should probably have gotten into that because they smoke on that show.
You'd fit, right?
That's a good reason.
I could look at it with wistful memories of the way it used to be in the media.
Boy, and they have bars in the office, and they're drinking in the middle of the day. They're drinking martinis in the middle of the day.
Wow.
And Sears was a department store.
It was a department store.
Atlanta was number three. Really? Parks and Rec, four. The Americans, number five.
Yeah, The Office is going to show up in the... Because The Office was 2000... The early 2000 to 2010.
It didn't make the
previous
list.
It was the previous decade.
Yeah. Twin Peaks, The Return.
Interesting.
Deep. A lot of cable stuff. Bob's Burgers. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Really?
Big question. Was Big Bang then there?
I'm sure. But it started in the
2000s. Yeah. 2000s, yeah. But then it wrapped up.
But it's, yeah, I mean, it carried into the next decade, but yeah.
Here's something we can do now. I could save it for later when we want to lift everybody's spirits. The 10 surprising TV character deaths from the last 10 years. Top 10.
You might spoil yourself here if you haven't gotten around to watching some TV.
Oh, yeah. So some of them have to be on Game of Thrones, right? No?
Yeah. In fact,
Jon Snow, who, by the way, he came back to life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's stupid. Nobody comes back to life.
Well, they do on, dead, except on Dallas.
Well, and Walking Dead, too.
Dallas set a bad precedent with that.
In many occasions.
There's one from Stranger Things. How could a surprising death be on The Walking Dead when that death is in the title of the show? How
right.
does that happen?
Well, it means one of the main live characters. Or
but
not
you know,
the,
though,
not
it does happen, though.
Of course it does.
I was.
But there's times when you're thinking,
like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
There's one from Grey's Anatomy. Is that still on?
That is still on.
Is that still a chick show?
That is still a chick show.
I don't watch it. So.
Good.
I watch The Good Doctor now.
Oh. I
that's so very does, interesting. So I've watched a couple of those.
They're
so
good.
Does Mrs. Ritterbuttle. She likes it too. And How I Met Your Mother, there was a death in that made it to number one.
I've never met a man who has watched Grey's Anatomy or who says, you know, watch it. I'm not, and that's
neither
not a.
I. No, look.
I've never seen one episode. I'm thrilled to say.
Right.
I'm manly enough to be feminine when I need to.
The only time.
The feminine side there.
The only
right.
time Grey's Anatomy comes up is if a guy I'm talking to says his wife watches it, which probably means he does too.
Unless
or,
he's got a man cave.
Or there's a woman who says, you know, yeah, I watch Grey's Anatomy. That's it. I've never met a man who is actively like, yeah, that's my favorite show, or that's what I watch, is Grey's Anatomy. I'd never hear it.
We're having fun here. I don't know that I want to spoil that with this moment
for Uh-oh.
Alex Trebek.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
so sweet.
It was at...
It was a real... If this is the sweet one...
It
was a real sweet little thing.
Should I play it?
I watched the video, and it was, it pulls at the little strings of the heart.
Jesse,
there.
One thing you'll learn here is that
he's a teddy bear.
Well, he is a teddy bear.
Aw, shucks.
But if you think you've caught something.
He's a J-bear.
First.
On YouTube.
Not disease-wise.
Yeah, let's be real clear.
If you believe you've caught something, Jay had it first.
He is a carrier. But if you think you've seen it and he hasn't, you're wrong. Rarely have I brought up anything that you haven't already seen.
I didn't
seen.
Know about, yeah.
And,
this
and
was
I,
real
I still can't
sweet.
Figure out how you managed to do that.
Where have you listened to this yet?
I'm going to now.
Okay.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is we love you out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just real emotional for him.
Yeah. Understandably so.
And he wasn't wrong in his answer.
No, he was not, technically. I would hate to have to decipher that on a game show.
Because
then I'd be just wanting to give them an A for effort and give them the points.
I know. Yeah. He wagered so much of it.
I know.
He knew he was wrong.
Right.
And he wagered it all to, of course, he knew he wasn't going to win, but he wagered it all to leave him with $5.
Right.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And I don't think we're going to see many more shows.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Pat Sajak will be released from the hospital. Good Lord, watching Wheel of Fortune with Vanna spinning the wheel and hosting the show. The whole world seems upside down.
It's
Did you,
funny.
You watched it?
No.
Oh.
Funny.
That's why I have this job, because I can pretend.
Well, you know, it's funny. I saw something on Facebook the other day talking about your age when you have to now scroll through and roll it like you're on Wheel of Fortune to get to the, you know, when you're filling out an application.
Right.
And you got to, you know, scroll it. It's like, you know, you're old when you're spinning it like Wheel of Fortune. Like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Will 40...
Will Forte?
Yeah, Will Forte.
Will 40.
He's 40.
This doesn't come with the...
It's fine. You're good. It's okay. He's,
Says the MacGruber TV show is happening. That's a parody of MacGyver,
right? It is. It was a funny little film, but okay. Yeah.
That's what I thought. See, I'm not that out of it. I'm only a little bit out of it.
Go back to your landline. And your AOL.
Now...
Hey, at least he does know how to text. That is a good thing.
No. He's come a long way.
He told me how to get in the building this morning without busting my booty, so we're good.
I did that without... I did not use the predictive tech.
Now, if that water doesn't go away and this freeze comes in, you better be careful tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be asking for more information on that from Rich here shortly. Yeah. That's your cheap and trashy. I hope you found it informative and enjoyable.
No.
Then we'll just keep trying until we hit that home run. Let me talk for a minute. We've had, he's a cherished listener and a cherished member of our Knights of the Roundtable group at Bomb Hours on Wednesday. You'll have to come to that sometime.
I need to.
We would love to
so
have
need
you there.
To.
Let me know so I can make a big fuss.
Okay.
I will make, you deserve the biggest fuss that can be made.
And there likely will be cake if you do that, so.
Right. I will bring a cake, even if it's not your birthday or any other special occasion.
Yes.
And just let me know what flavor. Okay. If you like key lime pie, I'll make a key lime pie for you.
All right.
But, one of the folks in our group is Papa John. You hear him on the air. His voice is unmistakable, and Papa John is going to be moving south soon to be closer to his grandkids. He's going to listen on the app, but he's got an incredible house that's on the market, and he picked the right guy to show it, and that's Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. You want somebody who literally works every waking moment. I have to believe that. Eddie functions in two dimensions as things are occurring, and he's always thinking about the next client, marketing the next house, or finding that house for somebody who's looking. This is what he does, and he's a great... He is the real estate yenta of the century in his matchmaking skills. He's really good and knows how to show, get your house seen and sold. There's nobody better than Bader. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Get your listing with him, or if you're looking for a home, call him. And this place that Papa John has is just enough in the country to be the capital of serenity in Elmore County without being way too far from the city. So check it out. Eddie, again, the number is 322-0662, or look up Eddie Bader, Realtor, Goodson Group on Facebook. It is 6:56. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon, come back with the 7 o'clock hour, and this will be Jesse's first experience and exposure to random facts and the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz that follows. 6:56.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got our first accident of the morning. If you're on the West South Boulevard headed in the direction of I-65, just past Davenport Drive and the Zoom Zoom Car Wash, we got a minor accident right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Shouldn't be much of a problem, but just be aware of it this morning. The Boulevard is getting busy, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. 231's got more cars on it, as well as 31 out of Prattville. You can definitely see more cars on the road this morning with the state and federal workers back out on the roads headed into work. Drive carefully. Buckle up. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's a quick secret about today's show. Someone is planning to take the days around Thanksgiving as sick days. That great planning is going to give them a 5-day vacation. I mean, 5 days to recuperate. Shh, don't tell HR.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily. All